You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Oh, man.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
It's an end around to Debo Samuel coming right, turns the corner.
Keyshawn Nixon on the interception.
Wilson escapes the sack, throws left side of the end zone.
Yes!
It's intercepted.
Today's guest, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host, Chris Long, ESPN college football analyst, Desmond Howard, plus your phone calls and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, it is. Hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We have got a great 3 hours in store for you. Chris Long, our usual Monday guest, will be joining us, and it'll be a fun conversation with him, no doubt. And we'll hit him on the games du jour of Week 13 and the college football playoff Final Four. We'll certainly hit that quite hard with Desmond Howard, my buddy from ESPN College Game Day, and of course, one of the few people walking planet Earth to have a Heisman Trophy and a Super Bowl MVP award in his trophy case. And then there's you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial right here on the program live on the Roku channel, which is free on every single Roku device known to man. Also on select Samsung Smart TV, Amazon Fire TV. We're free on the Roku app because the Roku channel's there. And then you got the RokuChannel.com. If you're sitting there at your desk in the internet tubes and your boss comes by and you want to hide the fact that you're watching this show, you should look right in your boss's face and say, excuse me. No, don't do that. We say hello to everybody that's listening to the Rich Eisen Show on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate smart enough to have us, Sirius XM Odyssey. Our podcast every single day, all 3 hours, is available via podcast, so you can listen whenever you darn well please. As soon as this show is over, Chris Brockman and I stay put for another edition of Overreaction Monday. Look for that in your podcast inboxes prior to Monday Night Football between the Jaguars and the Cincinnati Bengals. I'll be in the Westwood One studios for that one, pregame and halftime. Kurt Warner and also our friend Kevin Harlan with the call on that one. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. I'm now done with all pieces of business. What's going on?
Rich, what's up, man?
TJ Mikey D is in D's Nuts.
Good morning, Rich.
Good to see you over there. Yes. And I appreciate your friend Dom mixing it up yesterday.
Yeah,
good job.
Yeah.
Good to
Dom,
see you
Rich.
Over
Big
there. TJ Jefferson, what's going on, brother?
I mean, I was
going to
bring up the whiteboard, but we already won earlier in the week.
So, I know. You sat back and you watched the fireworks.
I got nothing really to say, but here we go.
Nice, exactly.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. Cowboys games are tough listens because of that. But long story short, they are.
What?
Please. Well, that's for another day. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on this program. We have a new best team in the NFL, and I had sensed it coming. I felt it coming. That's why as soon as they started winning again, I put them right in my top three in my power rankings every single week since their ascension from their bye week and their three-game losing streak. And the San Francisco 49ers are the best team in the NFL. They have everything you need, everything you want, from pass rushers to defenders that thump. They have a head coach who can get deep in his bag and utilize every single weapon on the field that they have at their disposal. And they have a quiet assassin who looks like he's going to a home economics class. And his name is Brock Purdy. And what the San Francisco 49ers did yesterday is the most impressive win of the season, with all due respect to the Eagles going into Kansas City and winning on a Monday night in the mist. What the San Francisco 49ers did was go into Philadelphia and fall down 6-0 while struggling on offense, having barely even a first down's worth of total yards. And you could sense it coming. Again, that is now 5 straight quarters of frustration for the San Francisco 49ers in Philadelphia, dating all the way back to an NFC championship game that they circled right away. And the one who did the circling with his mouth is Deebo Samuel. And what he did yesterday, after talking the talk of calling James Bradberry trash and coming out and saying that had Brock Purdy not been knocked out of the football game in Philadelphia in the first quarter of the NFC Championship game, leaving them with Josh Johnson, then eventually Christian McCaffrey playing quarterback, that it would have been a different result. And the answer to that, rightfully so, from Philadelphia was, yeah, okay, tell it to the judge. Whatever. Who cares? We went to the Super Bowl. You did not. Hassan Reddick was the personification of what people call people at his position. A game wrecker. He wrecked the game. Too bad. Should have protected him. And by the way, prior to him being out, the head coach who's on the screen right there should have challenged a play on fourth down that would have given San Francisco the ball rather than Philadelphia the lead and the momentum. All that stuff. But he's the one who was doing the talking. And did he come back and walk the walk? Oh, yeah. He ran the ran. He ran the run, whatever you want to do. He did absolutely all the Deebo things that Deebo Samuel does, which is take a ball and just absolutely jam it down the defense's throat and run straight through them to an end zone and say, try and catch me. The Deebo Samuel that we had not seen all year long the last couple of weeks has shown up, and that makes this team even tougher because there's Ayuk, and then there's Kittle, and then there's Christian McCaffrey. And the guy who is absolutely perfect and on point is Brock Purdy, who had all the pressure on him again. This is the guy who's supposed to be the difference maker. Deebo Samuel even said it. Hey, let's see what happens if Brock Purdy is upright for all four quarters and we're healthy. Well, we did. Holy smokes. Guy who's coming off of the perfect passer rating, right? Guy who had a perfect passer rating for the first time since Montana and Young. Okay, sure. A lot of folks might say that. Glad you did that, you know, against Tampa. And then, sure, we saw what you did on Thursday night, Thanksgiving night at Seattle. Okay. How about at Philadelphia? How does 314 yards and four touchdowns for a passer rating that's 148.8 sound to you? And then the guys who he found also, you know, Juwan Jennings. Okay. Let me tell you this. In the same way that Seattle, back in the day when it was Legion of Booming and Russ was being Russ and he was cooking, that if the defense scored a touchdown, you knew that was a wrap. If the defense scored a touchdown, you couldn't beat Seattle. I'll just tell you this. If Juwan Jennings scores a touchdown, it's going to be tough to beat the San Francisco 49ers because Ayuk's going to get his and Debo's going to get his and eventually Kittle will get his and you know McCaffrey's going to get his. And Deebo had one rushing and two receiving. Come on. That is all she wrote there, man. McCaffrey had one rushing. Deebo had one rushing. Deebo had two receiving. Ayuk had one receiving. Jennings had one receiving. Good night. Certainly when the defense is showing up. And Brock Purdy, way to go, brother. He must have been thinking about this every single moment of his rehab. Because, you know, that's what you think of. I'm sure Aaron Rodgers, every single moment of his rehab, is thinking, I'm going to get back to practice. I'm going to play football this year. And I do hope to see that, even though I don't know why he'll do that, but that's for another day. But a lot of people think Purdy doesn't think this way. Because, again, just look at him. Honestly, that's the way people feel. Just look at him. He's Bambi with fangs. This is after the game.
I mean, it was sort of in my mind. Yeah, man, I got hurt here. You know, that was this year, late in January. But was it going to be the revenge game or anything like that? No. For me, it was week 13. We're going into a new year, hostile environment. We needed this game. We need this game. And obviously we have some really important games coming up too. So that's where I was at with that. I didn't want to get distracted by, I got to go back and show everybody what could have happened or what could have been. Got a new team. This is 2023, and that's where my mind was at.
They have to be out of their skulls ecstatic. Have to be. Because he's the greatest quarterback in the history of the NFL
with the rookie contract he has? Put it all together.
No, Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl.
But not seventh round. The greatest, in this day and age, to win in the NFL with a rookie quarterback is huge. You pointed it out, Chris. I understand. He won a Super Bowl. Guess what? This guy.
Are you
on a rookie contract.
You're calling it?
This guy, well, I mean, I predicted it. I've already done it. Okay. I've already said twice San Francisco's winning it all here on the show prior to the Thanksgiving show. Mm-hmm. And then on the Thanksgiving NFL Network show, I did it. Yeah. San Francisco is my pick to win it this year. I had Chiefs over the 49ers going into the season. You gave me a mulligan 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. I took it and repeated it on NFL Network. San Francisco over Kansas City. So, but what I'm saying is he's got the greatest rookie contract in the history of rookie contracts for a quarterback playing like this.
Yeah, what's he making?
Might have been a more artful way of me saying what I'm attempting to say. And then on top of it, this is a franchise that made the wrong decision in a draft that the Jets are still trying to deal with by choosing Zach Wilson before Trey Lance. The Bears might punt too. Your team is still in New England is potentially ready to punt Mac Jones. I mean, Zach and Mac are both third string inactive.
It's over.
Unless there's a whole slew of injuries, they're not playing football.
Yeah, it's over.
And this team made the same mistake, and nobody's talking about it because of Brock Purdy. And rightfully so. He's unbelievable. And this is what the coach had to. He's got to be out of his mind too, because this team was down 6-0. They get Dre Greenlaw, one of their best defenders, ejected because he makes contact with the other team's security head. All right? The security chief is out there trying to break up fights because it landed right in his lap.
Big Dom, Rich. So
Big Dom takes one in the chops.
Some respect.
A little bit in the chops. Graze in the chops. Dre Greenlaw is gone. The whole rest of the building's going nuts because then the Eagles score a touchdown and the San Francisco 49ers take over the game from there on out.
Yeah, like, cool. Didn't matter.
So they literally, figuratively took Philadelphia's best punch after Dre Greenlaw grazed Dom's grill with, you know, like an eighth of a punch. And they are now one game behind Philadelphia in the standings, which they could easily make up in the next week or two, because Philly's got to go to Dallas next and they want their blood. They want their pound of flesh. And then they're in Seattle where anything can happen. You think the last 2 minutes of the Sunday night game in Green Bay was nuts? Just put that in Seattle and that'll be on steroids where things go crazy all the time up there. It's like a different planet.
No normal games.
Kyle Shanahan's got to be out of his mind thrilled.
I mean, I just loved how excited and ready our team was for this game. And when you are that amped up and ready to go, and for, you know, I mean, all the games are the same, but we understand how good that team is. We understand their record, and so that makes it always a little bit bigger. And our guys are really excited for the challenge. And when you come out with that much energy and that ready to go and things don't go well for a quarter, that was the thing I was most proud of. Our guys were able to weather a storm. I know it seems like there's panic, but you never felt it when they came to the sidelines. And usually when you carry yourself that way, if you can just stick in it, usually good things happen after, and they did.
Unreal. Spectacular. San Francisco now goes home and can finish off Seattle, maybe even for the playoffs because of the way Green Bay and the Rams are playing. And then San Francisco is at Arizona, the one that they have left that is going to be absolutely bonkers dynamite. You want to talk about measuring sticks and potentially a Super Bowl preview to wrap up week 16. Last game to finish up the triple header on Christmas night on Monday, where there's going to be a Peacock game, the Buffalo Bills in that taking on the Chargers on a Saturday. Then the Sunday slate, I'll be doing the Christmas Eve night game in Denver with New England at Denver. And then the triple header, you've got Baltimore in San Francisco. And then after that, at Washington, home for the Rams. And Arizona's technically in the Mountain Time Zone at present. They didn't fall back
they never did
when we switched clocks. But you could look at that and say their trip to Washington, outside of that, they're staying pretty much at home until they might have to take a flight to Vegas to play the ultimate big one. Superb. A++. San Francisco 49er fans, you have every right to be ecstatic right now. As for Philadelphia fans, hey, it's been ugly the last couple of weeks, but you've won them. This one, you were playing, you know, in the muck in the first quarter, and it looked like it was going your way until San Francisco put its foot in the ground and started playing their game. And their issue is, if they're not going to get home on the quarterback, the linebackers are exposed. And, you know, our friend Gio, the podcaster, remember that? He at the combine years ago said, "Howie, for the love of God, linebackers and wide receivers, for the love of God." And he got A.J. Brown.
They got one of them,
and
right?
He got N'Kobe Dean, okay? And that kid just can't stay healthy from Georgia.
Yep.
And, you know, I know they're thinking Shaq Leonard is available at some point from the Colts. Maybe you get, I mean, just whatever you can do to get the reinforcements in right now. Because if you're playing San Francisco with all that action coming out of the backfield, and you're somehow not in position in the second level, you're going to get torched. And I'm wondering how Dallas is going to handle that next week, because Sirianni and his team has put it all out there, and now here comes Dallas for them. And if Dallas gets them and there's a three-way tie atop the NFC at the same record, obviously San Francisco moves on, which is why I said just moments ago, it's entirely possible at Arizona Mountain Time Zone, at Washington Eastern Time Zone. That's the only time they're going to leave the Pacific time zones for the rest of this year. Because they're either going to go to Vegas for the Super Bowl or stay at home and sit and watch others on the couch. With all due respect to the Lions, I believe the Niners are going to be that one seed. That's the concern I have for Philadelphia. Even though they're one in front, can they go and win in Dallas? 100%. Do they need to go win in Dallas? I think 100%. You want to be the one seed? You want to have your shot at San Francisco one more time? You want to win that game? Put it in Philadelphia. That's your better shot, I would say. And you play with fire when you're down by, you're down at halftime, five straight games. And I know they finally got, because San Francisco can get them. And you're still better than most in Philadelphia, 100%. Quarterback, receivers, that brotherly shove is unbeatable. They're starting to do it from the two-yard line now.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them.
I don't either.
I think they did it from the...
It was about the two. Two and a half. About the two.
You know,
yeah.
And it damn near got in the end zone. And then the one from the half-yard line was halfway into the end zone.
Yeah.
Okay, so you still got an unbeatable play. You still have an unbeatable quarterback in many ways. Same at wide receiver. Okay. And once you're done with the next two visits to Dallas and Seattle, you got the Giants twice. Teron Taylor may be coming back, by the way. Just put that in your mind's eye. And Arizona, it's anybody's guess. I mean, they won in Pittsburgh yesterday, when Kyler Murray showed up looking like a Tide Pod with that jacket.
I didn't hate that jacket as much as you guys.
No, I didn't hate on it. I mean, it just caught me by surprise.
By the way, Steeler Twitter, Rich, fire Tomlin.
Well, we'll talk about that later on. We're focused on the east part of the state right here for the moment. I'm just saying, take a beat, take a breath, R-E-L-A-X in a way, because you're still going to be better than most. You can beat San Francisco on your best of days, but you got to play better on defense, and you got to have that game in Philadelphia, I think. Let's take a break. Phone lines are lit. I love it. There's so much to talk about, because week 13 on that front in Philadelphia and then what happened in Green Bay on Sunday night is worthy of discussion. We'll hit that next. The officiating front and center again, certainly on Sunday Night Football in the last 90 seconds of that game. Want to discuss that. lot of people in Tallahassee, Florida, throwing their own challenge flags on the College Football Playoff Committee. Their final decision coming down 40 minutes before kickoff of the early Week 13 NFL games. I want to discuss that. Desmond Howard will be here to discuss that. Also, Chris Long of Greenlight Pod. Want to talk with him about what he thinks about the Eagles' chances moving forward after what we just saw. And then again, there's your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Back to discuss Sunday Night Football and where the Chiefs now currently are and what the Packers are up to coming up.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets, but I did ask for help. And Covenant House was there for me.
For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there. To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Let's talk Audible, people. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment all in one app. Titles in every kind, in all categories. Wellness, bestsellers, and new releases, as well as podcasts and originals. And Audible members can keep one title a month from the entire catalog. You keep it. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. You know, I travel a lot, especially during football season. And right now, listening to player memoirs from Audible really helps me relax and pass the time on long flights. With the app, you can listen anywhere as it's all in one spot. Whether I'm on a transatlantic flight or on a long car ride with my family, I just put on an audiobook from Audible and boom. It's so easy to just listen. New members can try Audible now free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/Eisen or text Eisen to 500-500. That's audible.com/EISEN or text EISEN to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
All right, back here on the program. I imagine our Overreaction Monday pod will be, as the kids say, lit.
I mean, I'm not a kid, so I'm not going to say that, but okay. I think I have some strong topics today.
Okay. Enough to also fill out a Lit Tuesday segment. I'll say it. I'll keep saying it.
You can
Mooch,
say it.
Mooch said no cap on the show yesterday.
I know. I love how you guys got into the cap.
But what is the thing everyone's saying now? Stand on my business? What's that mean?
That's what Rich does with his takes. He stands on business.
Stands on business.
Stands on business.
What does it mean?
Just like when, if you're saying something,
although you're older than all of us, so like, I don't know. Nice. I don't know what it means.
Nice.
Explain it to me, young person.
I'm older than all of you, and yet I'm the hippest one in the room. Okay,
well, that's true. You have a darker skin tone.
Oh, oh my God!
Wow! Wow! I think that was kind of racist. I don't know
what.
Well, the thing that what Mooch said was no cap.
No cap.
He ruined it by saying no Tennille. You know,
oh,
so.
Yes, yeah. What are we doing? Wait, did he really?
No, he didn't.
Oh, I bought that for a second.
No, he did not.
I was about to say, well, that would take it down a little bit.
So I stand on my business.
Just stand on business.
I stand. Oh, okay.
Stand on business. It's like you say something.
Isn't it a song?
Man, you know, the kids, man, I don't know where they come up with this stuff.
Stand on business.
I just hear stuff.
Stand on business.
Wasn't Debo saying that yesterday, though?
No
right?
cap.
That's what DK Metcalf apparently signed after
he
scored.
Oh, that's it. That's it. DK Metcalf.
I can just say,
by the way, we got that from him a month, but he said he was signing so he could curse at the refs and not get fined for it.
Yeah. Smack talk.
Right.
Yes.
So he was signing stand on.
Apparently,
business.
That's what he signed.
Excellent.
Meant, you know.
I like being at the forefront of things.
Stand on business.
Thank you for that.
That's what we do here on the Rich Eisen Show.
Yes, we do.
Stand on business.
Right here on the Roku channel. 844-204-RICH. You're about to take your phone calls. I'm back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network with my live Roku stream as well. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com. Or just stop by. I'll say it one more time. I am not concerned about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, that makes one.
Okay. I am not concerned about the Kansas City Chiefs.
Please explain, because okay. I don't know how you could watch last night and not be like, oh, something's going on here.
No, something's going on, which is middle of the season doldrums, which we're not used to seeing from them. Okay.
It's week 13.
We're not used to seeing it from them. Mistakes that can get cleaned up. I don't see. Let's just say this. I don't see Mahomes disintegrating to the point where he's less than. I know a lot of people are wondering where Travis Kelce, the Hall of Famer, has gone.
He looks hurt.
Well, you know what he looks like? He looks like he is being double and triple covered in a way that because that. Of all the questions about their passing game and their receivers, it doesn't just come into play with the lack of 50-yarders or 40-yarders. The days of Tyreek Hill are over. To use the Patino phrase, he's not walking through that door anymore.
Yeah, true.
The days of Mahomes being able to play Madden football with Tyreek Hill are over. And I know they were hoping Sky Moore would somehow replicate it, or Kadarius Toney would somehow come close to replicating that. And the number of times that Marquez Valdes-Scantling has now been targeted at the end of a game, he had one go off his hands, famously, in the loss to Philadelphia. The one yesterday, he 100% got interfered with. At the end of the game, 1,000,000% was interfered with, no call. And I my favorite tweet, I think it was from PFT, saying that the reason why there was no penalty is because
you knew he was going to drop it anyway.
It was ruled uncatchable just because he was targeting Marquez Valdes-Scantling.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
That's actually funny.
And on you know, no chill.
I mean, it's just all over. I don't know how you not
right.
Call that.
So you know. But the lack of all of that shows up in maybe Kelce disappearing. Because who are you circling? Who are you going to stop? Now, the answer to this, the way through, is Rashee Rice, who, again, had some very nice moments and some very nice plays, but not enough. And the thing that concerned me, again, this is the one concerning thing, is that the Chiefs normally could outperform the little mistakes. That Mahomes would be able to erase it. Tyreek Hill would be able to erase it. And last year, I guess we got to stop saying Tyreek Hill because last year they did it without him. They won it without him. Is that they had the ability to erase their mistakes and overcome their mistakes. But right now they're not. Or the breaks go against them. Or I don't know what happened with Sky Moore. You know, they were talking on the broadcast
live
right now.
I thought
Tirico and Collinsworth nailed it. The Packers defender ran the route better than the Chiefs receiver. And that, you know,
made a good catch.
Was on Mahomes. And that put the ball back in Green Bay's hands. And, you know, again, Collinsworth was spot on saying they should score a touchdown because if not, you're giving the ball back to Mahomes with no timeouts left and a chance to win it. And,
yeah.
And so, again, and then they couldn't play better than the refs reffed either. And we'll get to the officiating in a moment. But I'm just not concerned about them. They've got a tough game at home against the Bills, who are coming off a bye. And looking at the way they looked in Philadelphia, if that team shows up in Kansas City, the Chiefs are going to have a street fight on their hands. You know, and if they thought Jordan Love was wearing them out, wait till Josh Allen comes in their way. The rest of the games, they should win them all. All of them. Let's just even have them 8-5 and in total, complete 100% full on DEFCON 1, or is it 5? I haven't seen war games in a while.
One is bad.
Right. Yeah. DEFCON 1. Yeah. I mean, every single show saying the Chiefs are in trouble, all that. They win the rest, you're 12-5. Is that good enough to be the one seed? Maybe not. Maybe not. Because the team that's really thrilled about all of this today is Miami. The Ravens right now are the only team in this mix that does not play or has not yet played Kansas City just yet. But the Dolphins are thrilled because they had to be one better than the Chiefs in order to have a shot at the one seed, having lost to Miami in Germany. And the other one is a team that lost to them in week 2, Jacksonville. Hey, win tonight. Now you're in front of Kansas City. And now you have the ability to win out. And you have your, if you will, destiny in your hands. Then there's the Ravens in front of them as well. That's the issue, is Kansas City's going to have to catch them. And if they are, say, the 4 seed, worst case scenario, you think there's going to be a 12-win 4 seed in the AFC?
Maybe.
I'd push back on it, but even just putting that, put it up on
Miami
the screen one more time.
Still play each other.
I get it, right? So let's just say one more, if you will, worst case scenario. The Chiefs are a 12-win 4 seed. I think they handle whichever wild card team does finish 5th easily. I think they handle that team.
Do you confidently take Kansas City over Houston?
Absolutely, I do.
Interesting.
In Kansas City? Hell yeah. Because you don't know what you don't know well enough until you show up in Arrowhead for a win or go home game with Mahomes and Kelsey. And, you know, obviously.
How'd that work out for Joe Burrow?
I get it. I guess
saying there's no.
You mean another Ohio State quarterback?
I'm saying there's precedent.
Right, I got it. You think the Texans are as good as those Bengals? Maybe you can say what you want, and
maybe not now. With Tank obviously, Dell out, you know. But I'm just saying there's a scenario where a team could go in there and take them out.
I'm just going probability and what my belief is and what my gut is, and I'm just going to say that at some point you got to be the best. You got to beat the best to be the best. And the Chiefs are still the defending champs. And I don't believe that's a Super Bowl team we saw lose last night. But a team that makes the AFC championship game? Absolutely.
Man,
I still think so.
Yeah, I don't see it.
I still see them winning 2 playoff games, getting healthier, and still being the Chiefs, man.
I don't see it.
Okay.
I just don't want to bet against that man.
That's what I'm saying. I made that mistake last year.
Yeah,
I'm not going
to
do it again.
You're not betting against him. You're betting against the 20 other guys who just don't look like they're up to snuff right now.
But there's something about that dude. Mm-hmm.
And Kelsey looks hurt.
Kelsey's in love right now. He's still got the butterflies. Yeah, they're holding him down a little bit. Give him like a couple weeks to get it out.
Don't be that guy, TJ.
You know what I mean? He's still starry-eyed.
Look at him. He's got an MVP quarterback. Look at him. He's feeling his oats now.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Dude,
You're feeling your oats.
I'm not rich.
Darryl Hall over there.
Because the remaining games in our schedule scare me.
Okay. All right.
We could be in trouble.
MVP suddenly a 3-man race. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we can do that later on.
Right. And by the way,
but I want to, yes, sir.
You want to say what you were trying to say is the quote Ric Flair, the be the man, you got to beat the man. I think is what you were trying to say.
Yeah. Hey, Green Bay Packers are a really good football
Dangerous.
Team.
Dangerous.
I said this last night, and I knew what I was saying when I tweeted it, and I thought, figured, okay, I'm going to get it, but I don't care.
Bring it.
But, you know, I'll go higher register at this point in time. It's not that I don't believe it, but I'm just going to, because it's tough to say this after just the 3-game win streak and the struggles that I was telling everybody in Green Bay to relax, but Jordan Love looks a lot like Aaron Rodgers. At times.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, I've been saying that too all year. Is it just like the back foot throw, the sidearm?
I think it's also.
I just love the way it carries
itself. It's also the ball speed and accuracy at the end of the ball speed dart where, and the throw doesn't, it looks effortless and it's just like, whoa. You get a lot of those, whoa. Like, what was that? And then the on the run type whoa throws, and then the off platform delivery and the cadence now at the line of scrimmage.
I like it.
And you're seeing it, and it's not against the slouches. 3 in a row, Chargers, Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving as the Lions are ready to be coronated as the not the same old Lions anymore. Mm-hmm. And they turn the Lions into the same old Thanksgiving Lions for a day. And it wasn't just one of those things where they took a large lead and then held on for dear life. They took a large lead. They took shots from the Lions and then said, enough of this. We're stamping the end of this thing. And I still need a 30 for 30 on how Jordan Love did not wind up with a turkey leg from Fox. I still need to know that. Mike, I need you to do your legwork in Pico Boulevard.
I work.
You know,
a ton of legs, too.
When you go there next to play round ball rock for some, you know, Big 12 college basketball game, it jars me every single time I hear that. Yeah. I hear round ball rock, and it's not Jordan coming out of the Chicago Stadium mist. It's Marquette. You know, it's really weird to me. But find that out for me next time you're in Fox, will you please?
I will.
Thank you. But and now it's the Chiefs on Sunday night. And they are your seventh seed right now. They are 6-6, and in the NFC playoffs, they are your seventh seed. Why?
Love it.
Well, reason why is they've already beaten the Rams, who eliminate the Seahawks from the equation off the bat. Division tiebreakers occur first. Rams have swept the Seahawks, so Seahawks get kicked out. Packers have beaten the Rams, and they get kicked out. And then Green Bay's remaining schedule, they have Minnesota at Minnesota. That is a Sunday night game. Love versus Dobbs. Look out. I don't think they're flexing out of that unless Minnesota falls off the planet, which I doubt they will with Justin Jefferson coming back. But their next game is at the Giants on a Monday night, and they'll blitz Love right off the bus. And I'll tell you what, man. You want to blitz this guy? He seems to know exactly where to go with the football right now. And LaFleur is in his friggin' bag. And A.J. Dillon is running hard. And those young receivers that I bet there are, what of them? All of them but Dobbs are available for you to pick up in your fantasy team for your playoff run right now? Wicks?
Possible.
You think he's Watson's out there for you? You know, I mean, registered. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are all the receivers that supposedly were too young and too green, yeah, and not good enough and not ready for primetime. Well, they sure looked ready in primetime last night. And their pass rush is getting after it. They got Mahomes in the red zone three times. Yeah. That never happens. Literally, they said on the broadcast, first time Mahomes has ever been sacked in the red zone in a single game three times. It happened. That was the difference in the game.
Your guy was Sean Gary, man.
He's on it.
He's been in the studio, dude, in that guest chair.
Let me just say this to you. Let me just throw it out there. If Green Bay makes the playoffs, and they're your seventh seed, do you think, or let's say go to the sixth seed. Let's go six seed, right? Six seed. Because the five seed is going to be whoever loses the NFC East. So the six seed, and I don't mean to look at you, but I know that's of the most interest in you. I'm not saying Dallas will be that team, but we know Dallas is going to be that team. But anyway, long story short.
Whoa.
All right, now I'm just having fun. So, no, in all seriousness, you think the Lions want Green Bay in their house?
No chance.
I was talking about, I don't want to see Ohio State a second time. You want to see, and by the way, we won't. So you think the Lions want to see Green Bay a third time?
No way.
How about this? You think Green Bay going to Philadelphia in a playoff game is going to shrink? In that situation, I'm telling you, man. Sneaky coach of the year candidate coming down the stretch.
Matt LaFleur.
You know, looking straight out of some magazine right now, like for hunting, you know? I mean, you see what he's wearing on the sideline?
I mean, it's hunting season now.
I know. So, you know what I mean? He's not even wearing any headgear. It's cold. Look at him.
Coach of the Year is a fun race, too. There's so many candidates right now.
Jordan Love looks a lot like Aaron Rodgers is the headline. And if Green Bay fans want to hang their hat on anything, it's too early. It's totally early. And when I say looks like Aaron Rodgers, I'm not saying he's going to the Hall of Fame as a first ballot guy. Yeah. I'm just not saying that. There's so much legwork to be done. But this guy, compared to the guy we saw in the first half of the season, are two totally different individuals. No patting of footballs, no hitches, just back.
Boom.
leg out.
Yep.
And they're calling plays like they've got a quarterback who knows where to go with it. There were a couple throws in danger. You know, I'm not saying he's perfect.
Who cares? Favre threw a lot of picks. Big deal.
Dude.
That fourth and one, the Romeo Doubs, where Collinsworth, I believe, yeah, said it was it like him playing cornhole. That was an amazing pass.
And who
catch.
Throws the parabolas more impressively?
Other than Russell Wilson.
Other than Russell Wilson.
Just Aaron.
Is Aaron Rodgers. And the way he just off his back leg and he kind of gets down and throws it up. I'm like, who does that remind you of? Now, obviously, you're reminded of it because of the uniform, too, right?
Yeah, of course.
Man.
But that's a guy who sat for years, watched, learned,
yes,
absorbed, and now he's making the most of his opportunity.
Yeah.
Here's a soundbite after the game. There's one last thing I want to point out. You tell me if I'm just being devilish, if you will. Check it out.
You know, for me personally, it's just obviously I've had this game, you know, circled for a long time. It's my first start. Obviously didn't play how I wanted to the first game. So being able to see these guys again and get the victory is huge. You know, it was just a great team win tonight. You know, everybody just balled out. So, but it was an awesome win.
Circling the game because he didn't perform well in his first career start in Arrowhead. And if you remember, that was back in, you know, his first year when, you know, Rodgers was out with COVID. And they put his family in the last row of the stadium. Do you think he's referring to that?
Well, he got his mom a suite last night, so.
Well, know. I mean, he's Jordan friggin' Love now.
He's the franchise now, man.
I'm just wondering. Do you think that's why he's circling that? I'll show you guys. You put my mom in the last row of the stadium. What's up with that?
What's up with that?
You know, Brittany Mahomes sitting next to Taylor Swift in a nice warm box and suite right there.
Got your
Let's
mama,
see it.
Got my mama on the roof.
Hey, man, they put it. Yeah, there they were last night. And
Brockman loves this love affair.
I'll tell you what. Everybody thought that Taylor Swift and Lambeau Field would be about a love with karma being a boy on the Chiefs. But the real love last night is the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
The love shove. Then that's what I saw
the
people calling it last
shove.
Night.
Love shove.
The love shove.
They should have
shove.
The B-52s remake that.
Fantastic.
Love. Tin roof. Rust.
Oh, boy. Let's take a break. The Packers are back, man.
Back.
So are the Rams, too.
Yep.
Don't sleep on them.
Night playoff tickets. Let's go.
Do it. Oh, gosh.
Let's go.
No, no, no.
That's
no,
all
no.
they care about.
Daddy needs
You're not hosting. Toys. You're not hosting. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's true.
You're not hosting. Sorry, you're thinking. Oh, I'm sorry.
Never know.
I'm sorry. You were not thinking dollar signs. You were thinking about showing your love for the team that you have season tickets for. You wanted to let everybody know whose house it is.
Rams house.
Whose house it is?
Rams house.
My mortgage.
Christmas is coming, Rich. Yeah.
That's the house. All right, take a break. Your phone calls and we come back.
Swerve's house?
All right, folks, let's talk about game time. And let's talk about buying tickets to big time events because it can be worrisome, it can be time consuming, and it can be expensive. So, Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. You can see the view from your seat before you buy so you know exactly what to expect when you arrive. They have all-in prices that show you your total up front so you know you're getting a great deal without hidden fees. And how easy is it to use? You can buy tickets on Game Time in seconds with two taps, and there's a game time guarantee, which means you'll always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. It is so awesome. I use it. You should as well. For sports, music, comedy, did I mention theater events? All near you. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, it's so easy, and use code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account and redeem the code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. You know, in today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply. Back here on the show. All right. So we have you for the full month?
I think I have one day.
What are you doing?
I have one day.
What are you on? Because Jay Felly says he's in for the whole month.
Yeah, Jay Felly said
you're in for the whole month.
Back till the new year.
I think it's like you got me up until we're on break.
Okay. Okay, good.
I won't be here, though, the day of the playoff game in the Rose Bowl because I will be going to that. Because okay. I go to the Rose Bowl. I love the Rose Bowl. It's my favorite.
We're all going to the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, but
we're going
to
be here.
I'm an early guy. I need to get there early. I like the pre-parties.
What does that mean?
Because I get invited to like the pre-party stuff, you know?
What about your job?
Well, you guys will talk about it. I'll be fine. Maybe I do a remote report from the site. Here you go.
Nah, that's cool.
I could zoom in.
I don't care.
You don't want Mike on Zoom
from the tailgate?
Content. We've talked about
the
this.
The content king.
There's
Del
content
Tufo?
That could happen. I won't drink. I don't drink anymore, so I'm not going to be drinking.
Mike just walks around getting people stuck.
I don't know. We gotta talk about our plans.
I don't know.
There's a caper to be cultivated.
Oh, what does that mean?
Uh-oh. I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just, I just need to figure out this, all this business of, you know, reconfiguring your schedule because your team's constantly winning the Big Ten and making the college football playoffs. It's really tough, you know?
Well, it's good that you only have to plan for one game.
No, I know. I hear you.
So that's good.
I appreciate it, but you know what? One day Syracuse will get there.
New coach met the media.
We'll figure it out for you.
Brown, let's go.
In the meantime, I'll write the book on constantly winning your conference championship game. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Check out Monday Night Football tonight on Westwood One. And you can stream the NFL on Westwood One for free all season long, sponsored by AutoZone. Listen to the broadcast of every NFL game live on the NFL app by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports or on your Westwood One affiliate station's digital platforms. That's right. Kevin Harlan, Kurt Warner, and me all season long for free. And get in the zone with AutoZone. AutoZone's free battery testing and charging is available for free at your local AutoZone. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, let's go to Terzo in Iowa. You are here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Terzo?
All right. What's up, Rich? Del Tufo. Hey,
congrats, Terzo. Brother. You
My
must
man,
be over
Chris
the moon.
Brockman, and what up, TJ?
You must be over the moon, sir.
Man, I'm extremely happy. You know, that was a huge win. Purdy looked a little shaky at the start, but just as you said earlier, he shook that off like Taylor Swift and continued just to roll, man. That was a good game by him, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like the mention of Taylor Swift. Good one. I caught it.
Right, got to. With Greenlaw, man, I wouldn't, you know, like when you reach out your finger like that and have somebody smell your finger or brush their teeth, you know, you got to be careful with that, right? It's either somebody you know really, really well or somebody that you're wanting to punch. And I wouldn't mess with Greenlaw. And that in that moment, I was like, ooh, that is a big man telling another man, stay in your lane, son.
No, I get it. And thanks for the call, Terzo. Appreciate it. Listen, I was saying this before.
Not little
as well. I was telling this before to you guys off the air. It's you know, it's fun when a popular guy on a team in a franchise like Big Dom on Philadelphia. I don't know him. I've never met him. But you know, obviously Burkhart and Greg Olson were chuckling about him.
Yeah.
And the moment found him. I mean, he's on the sideline as the head of security. You could see him with his walkie-talkie and his earpiece in his ear. And he's standing there, and the moment just fell right in front of him, and he's breaking players up. I'm sure that was his general sense of what to do in the moment. But then when Greenlaw brushes him with his hand, because you could see Dom was telling him that Greenlaw's takedown of Devontae Smith was a piece of poop that is normally associated with a bull.
Sure.
You could read his lips.
Sure.
And then when Greenlaw brushed him, you know, then it's just like, why are you in the middle of this? You know, remember Sam Alosi? He did something far worse. Remember the strength coach of the Jets?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got fined $25,000 and suspended for the rest of the season. Well, he did something like he got in the way of an actual punt return.
Right.
You know, this is not what Dom did, but I believe the Eagles will hear from the league on this front. You know. And
weird moment.
It certainly was.
Yeah, weird moment.
It certainly was. And then he getting a jet. I mean, it's just weird to see in front of 30 million people, you know, a head of security get the gate, you know, strolling
and
off.
And then the fans just going ape because they love the guy.
They must know.
You know?
I mean, like, I know. I'm sure he's popular in Philadelphia. And, you know, and I'm sure he, the last thing ahead of it's kind of like an offensive lineman. You're there for protection and you don't want to be called by name.
Yeah.
You know,
it's better if nobody knows.
It's right. And so I'm sure, you know, he wasn't terribly happy with him being himself in all that mix. Yeah. But I bet the Eagles will hear about that from the NFL. And the league ejected him.
Is that common? Do you know for the team security head to be
standing next to the coach
on the sideline or anything?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's weird on an NFL sideline. They get really.
There's
really,
a lot of people down it's, there. For
but,
starters,
but they're very prevent. They're very protective as to who's there and who's not.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I've been Mooch and I and the rest of us have been kicked off of sidelines because we're technically not essential to be there. I mean, this was on a Thursday night we had our credentials, and we need to be there to be out there right before halftime and right before the end of the game. Mm-hmm. So if we're standing there in the middle of the first quarter, we did that a lot of times just because we want to see the game. We don't want to be sitting, you know, you fly all the way out to a game.
Yeah.
You don't want to sit in a green room underneath the stadium if you can see it in person. Mm-hmm. But we're not essential employees to be on the sideline.
I remember one time when that's Arizona, we were with you. We got kicked out.
We
were there for like half the first quarter.
Right.
And they're like, well, what does your credential say? You got to go.
On a Thursday night, on a Thursday night in Seattle, the night. It was Seattle and the Rams on a Thursday night. It was the game after Jeff Fisher had just got fired. They started Jared Goff in that game. And Bones Fossil, the longtime special teams coordinator, I believe he's in the he's Dallas's right now.
Right. Yep.
And so he was the interim head coach for the Rams. Yep. And we came out and we're ready to do halftime. And we saw, may he rest in peace, Jim Fossil, his dad. Livid because he was kicked out of the coaching area box by members of the NFL who they watch. They see who's on the sideline. Mm. And if they see and you're not essential, somebody will come up and say, you are out. They told Jim he was not allowed in the coaches area. And I remember he was livid. I remember he looked at me and Mooch and he said, football is family, my ass. And he used another word in there that I can't say. So I don't know the answer to that. I'm assuming the head of security is allowed to be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I knew Murphy.
But what's he supposed to do? Like, not his initial reaction is to
protect the head coach.
Break people up.
Get people away. Yeah.
Right. But if you're Dre Greenlaw in the middle of the most important football game of the year and you're seeing a guy you have no idea who he is tell you what you just did is BS, I guess you take a swipe.
I mean,
that's what I was thinking when I'm watching that. And when they ejected Greenlaw, I immediately thought they got to eject the head of security too. And they did. You'll never see that again, pal. I'll tell you that.
Big Dom.
Escorted off the field.
I'm sure he would like this segment to end right now.
He wasn't leaving at first, right? And then they finally got
I'm sure. I'm sure after a while, he's like, oh, really? Somebody was telling him the Eagles just pulling his leg. Really? I'm ejected too? I'm getting the gate?
That would be like Kevin getting ejected from that mountain.
Sometimes, you know, the players take off their helmet. I thought, and coaches take off their headset. Is he taking off his walkie-talkie and his earpiece and handing it to the next?
Is Big Dom the get-back coach?
Next security guy up.
Of the Eagles? Like, get back.
Next security man up.
Next security man up.
He's got to hand his walkie-talkie over.
He's out
clipping his belt. That's a big job. You know?
I'm sure it is.
I knew the head Giants guy, Murph. I mean, he was like, that's a crazy job. He was like...
Not my Murph. But who, by the way, is over the moon about Jordan Love at present.
Because you're watching the head coach, and to get involved like that, it's like,
yeah, your first initial thing is, but he, you know, he shouldn't be in the face of Dre Greenlaw telling him that's BS, you know?
Even though it was, I mean.
Well, I mean, he suplexed him, and you get 15 yards.
Pile drive, dude. Yeah,
he did.
No, he did.
Poor Devontae Smith weighs like 150 pounds. He might break him.
Whose job is it to tell? I'm sure, you know, on the other side of the line of scrimmage, I mean, on the other side of the field, Kyle Shanahan's there. Oh, he suplexed him. That's the 15 yards. Somebody comes up and says he'd been ejected. He goes, for throwing him down on the ground? No, he took a swipe at the head of security on the other side. Like, what?
And Kyle's like, who, Big Dom?
Must know. I'm sure he knows.
Yeah, is Big Dom like Turtle? Just like everybody knows him. Everybody knows who he is.
Hey, guys, speaking of something real quick about people on the sidelines, I've been noticing this for years, and it's really come to light lately. You see, Kamara ran into a guy and his leg snapped yesterday. Well, like,
no,
a lot
I didn't
of these
see
security
that.
People watching around the field, man, they're not watching the game. Well, I've seen guys almost get hit in the back of the head with
footballs. Well, last night, the guy holding the first down mark or one of the chains, Mahomes ran into him and thankfully
him
grabbed
like,
him.
A lot of, it's crazy, man. These people got to, like, look at the game.
It's nothing like the NBA, though, where people are literally sitting underneath a basket. Hour two coming up.
For the real story behind some of wrestling's biggest moments, it's Something to Wrestle with Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson, too.
1995, when WCW announces they're going to be live and head-to-head with Monday Night Raw, feels like this would have been something Vince would have kind of laughed off.
No, we did not like them moving to Monday nights. There were a lot of hotels. They all carried CNN, TBS, and TNT. Vince was convinced that Ted Turner had deviously done this deal to get in the hotels and keep us out.
Something to Wrestle, wherever you listen.